We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Malusis, Brian Monzo with you, and this is the Naira Betts, right?
I mean, Road to the Derby, bro.
Road to the Derby
More
podcast.
More Derby points.
That's exactly right. We got the Fountain of Youth going on, Saudi Cup on Saturday, early Saturday afternoon as well.
Already have a best bet for that race.
You do?
All of them, actually. Best bets in every race. Ready?
Tacitus.
Yeah, did you put a savings account aside to bet on Tacitus?
No, I have not. I have not.
But I'm looking forward to the
Penn stock. Mons told me to get into the stock market last week, and basically it's crashing the next week.
It's your fault.
It's down like 2,600 points.
We're back up.
Oh, come on.
I'll tell you, all the stocks that I picked that are fighting this virus are doing well. The green.
Good for you, Mons. Good for you. All right, let's start. Race 11, Gulfstream Park on Saturday. The Canadian Turf. It's a grade three, a mile. Who do you like in this one, Mons?
So I think a lot of people are going to be looking at Caribou Club after a little bit of a misfire in the Tampa Bay in a race that I thought I won with Devamani. So I looked up and down a lot of the same horses we've seen before. Krampus, Hembry, who I like a lot, Gidou, Flying Scotsman, a horse we've seen before, Gemontier, who keeps showing up in these races. And I looked for a horse that will be sitting off the pace, because there wasn't a ton of pace, and maybe somebody that could formulate a little pace themselves. I know Gidou is going to be close to lead, but I'm not sure that Gidou is good enough. So I went back to a horse I like for a trainer you love, and that's Grab Motion. English B comes into this race coming off a little bit of a layoff after not a great run at Gulfstream, but a couple of wins before that at Parks, at Colonial Downs, ran pretty well in the Hall of Fame. Back at Saratoga, losing to Casa Creed, a horse that we're very familiar with, the Belmont Derby, the J.W. Murphy, in which I picked him in that race and beat Real News. I think English B is going to be a really solid four-year-old turf horse, you know, in that grade two faction, not in the top tier, but a solid winning horse. English B is my top pick, sitting off the pace, sitting on the pace. I'm going to use Caribou Club underneath, who is my second pick, who I think is going to rebound and run a good run. And a horse that you like, I'm going to bet Hembry, using him in the third slot, who we'll be chasing from behind, but I can see him picking up some pieces and passing by some tired horses late. But my top pick, English B, best bet of the day, Moose.
Best bet of the day. We're on the same horse. I tried to talk myself off of it, or tried to talk myself on to Caribou Club, because I was on him in his last race down at Tampa, and he gave you really next to nothing in the stretch. And Jose Ortiz, who's now out with a fractured wrist, was on him that day. For everything that Brian mentioned about English B, that's the reason why I'm on him on Saturday as well. Castellano aboard Grab Motion had a very, very good, I thought, campaign a year ago. I think it's going to get better this year. That was my top pick. I'm going to use Hembry and Caribou Club underneath. Another one that I'm going to use as well is Louder Than Bombs with the Joe Bravo aboard. You look at it, 2-for-7 at Gulfstream Park, 3-for-7, or has had 3 victories in 7 starts at the distance as well. 5 out of 7 in the distance has finished in the money. I think Louder Than Bombs represents a little bit of value. Ran a grade 3 a year ago, grade 2, grade 1 as well. Well thought of, well bred. I'm going to use Louder Than Bombs underneath, but I'm on English B.
I'm not sure what your plans are Saturday. I'm sure you'll be with the kids, as will I. But we gave out the top 3 horses. So if we don't bet this exact and triple together, we're not doing it right.
We got to play it.
English B over Hembry over Caribou Club.
All right, let's move on to race 12. That is the Gulfstream Park Mile. And it is a grade two Mons. Worth $300,000 for 4-year-olds and up in this one on the main track down at Gulfstream Park. Who do you like in this one?
So this is one of those I've tried to get to him. Maybe this is from dealing with Kenny, you know, a pro who does this, and some of the other people we deal with. I try now not to bet with my heart and try and bet with my head. Yeah, as far as not so much money, but as far as handicapping a race, I knew you and I have a history of going back to horses we bet before, you know, because we feel some kind of connection to the horse. We like them. We like the trainer. We like the way this horse has run a horse street as well in the past. So if I'm going by that standard, I would have picked High Cow in this match, in this race. I'm going against High Cow. I'm going with a horse that I thought ran really well in the Ford Hooper last out, and that's Zenden, who I almost got home at a relatively good price. Just got run down late by Fat Man, but I think Zenden's going to run, is due for a big one here. Coming off, I mean, this horse went up, ran 22-44, and just kept going and got caught late. So I think this horse, again, will be close to the controlling speed. Mr. Freeze may go up there, but Zenden can rate, and we've seen him do that in the past. So Zenden is my top pick. I'm going to use your horse because I think with Zenden and with Mr. Freeze up there, it might be pretty fast up front. So I'm going to use Hog Creek Hustle, a horse that you've bet in the past and like, coming a little bit off the, you know, about a month layoff here after running in the Breeders' Cup Sprint and running in the horses like Matole and Chancelot and Engage and Whitmore. So Hog Creek Hustle to me gets a good look in here. And then I'm going to use High Cow because I think the two closers are going to be coming late. So Zenden, Hog Creek Hustle, High Cow. Coming off a relatively good return to the races, finishing second to a nose back at Aqueduct for Kieran McLaughlin. High Cow is my third pick. So Zenden, my top pick, big boy bet for me in this race. I really like Zenden in this race. I think Zenden is going to have a really good year, too, for Todd Pletcher. So Zenden, top pick with John Velasquez.
Yeah, my top pick, I'm going with the Fat Man, Phatman, coming off a victory in the Hooper. I think he's going to get the pace up front, a flat mile down at Gulfstream Park. Has run well at Gulfstream Park, 2 starts there, 1st and a 2nd. Has run well at the distance, 7 starts, 4 victories. I think it's kind of a horse that's coming into its own. Comes off the bye, comes off the layoff, fires out a 98 buyer speed figure, follows that up with a 101. And 3rd start off the layoff here for Fat Man, for Castellano. I think you might get the best of the Fat Man on Saturday at a mile. Has run well at Gulfstream, has run well at the distance. That's going to be my top pick. Who am I going to be using underneath? I'm going to be using Hog Creek Hustle underneath. I'm going to be using Mr. Freeze underneath. I'm going to be using Zenden underneath. And to a little extent, I probably will use High Cow. But let's not forget about Bodie Express 2, whose buyer speed figures have not been all that bad. I know, embarrassingly enough, the Preakness and everyone joking around, but kind of became national fodder. About him running around the track without his jockey aboard him. But with that being said, has come back and has run really, really well as Bodie Express. So I'll use him underneath as well. But my top pick is going to be the Fat Man.
It's a good race. I like seeing some of these horses. This is how you know the year's starting. You're starting to see these horses make their first runs off a layoff, off the winter. And, you know, spring is here when you're seeing the likes of High Cow and Zenden making his second race back here in Hog Creek Hustle. It's good times.
Yeah, it is. Let's move on to race 13, Mons. And that is the mile and a 3/8. It is the, what is it? The Mr. Diamond? Is that right? The Major Diamond. There we go. Thank
it's
you.
It's the M Diamond.
M Diamond. Thank you very much. We're $200,000 for this one. Mile and 3/8, race 13 to you and I at Gulfstream Park on Saturday. It's going to be a 5:32 Eastern time post. Mons, where'd you land in this one?
So, I don't want to sound like a complete fraud here and going back to betting a horse that I like a lot, but I'm going to use Saddler's Joy here, who I thought really run really, really well in the Pegasus World Cup Invitational on the turf. Got stopped twice, and to me, he was coming like he always does. He's just a very honest horse, the 7-year-old son of Kitten's Joy with Javier Castellano. To me, it's another one of those situations where this isn't New York, so there's not going to be horses that go to lead and go 25 and 52. There's something about running in Florida. Maybe it's the weather. Maybe it's the humidity, where even if you do slow it up up front, it's going to be a pretty honest race. You know, Zulu Alpha is going to be in the mix. Spooky Channel might be in the mix. A horse like Nessie is going to be in the mix. Obviously, Channel Maker was probably going to be the pacemaker in this race, along with a Thread of Blue. But I think Saddler's Joy is going to make that sweeping move. I hope he moves a little earlier. That's one thing I worry about with this track is it's not a very long stretch down on the grass. So Castellanos got to be a little aggressive. He can't be sitting there 15 lengths out of the lead as they're turning for home. So if he gets this horse moving quick and getting the horse moving early, he's gonna be there. Now, can he get there? We'll see. But I think the price is going to be right, and I'm going to take Sadler's Joy. Top half to use Zula Alpha, who's in form right now and is running really well, always runs a really honest race. And I think Channelmaker, who, not run well in the Breeders' Cup, but just keeps coming out there and keeps collecting paychecks. This horse has won over $2 million in purses. I mean, that's just tremendous for a very honest horse like Channelmaker with Junior Alvarado aboard for Bill Mott. So I'm going to use Sadler's Joy on top over Zulu Alpha over Channelmaker. Can't believe we're still saying these horses' names.
No, I know. And I'm going with a horse that last year made a little bit of money on a couple of occasions. I'm going with Zulu Alpha.
You like this horse.
Yeah, I do like this horse. And I think he's coming to his own. Maker and Gaff Leone aboard. Had a number of big runs a year ago. Love the way he comes off of the break and firing right out of the gates down at Gulfstream Park in January, rolling right back. The buyer speed figures are on the ascent. I mean, and he fired out a career high buyer speed figure that day with a 105. I think the distance suits. I think Gaff Leone will give him a great ride. Familiar with Gulfstream Park. I'm going with Zulu Alpha on top. I am going to use Sadler's Joy, who seems to be ageless now at 7 years old, as the son of Kitten's Joy continues to just fire on the turf. I'm going to use Sadler's Joy underneath. I'm going to use Channelmaker, but I'm also going to use a horse named Nessie underneath, maybe for Ian Wilkes and Chris Landeros, maybe get a little bit of a price down there at Gulfstream Park. Has come in the money on 5 of the 7 occasions that he has run on the turf course, so I'm going to use Nessie underneath as well. But my best bet of the day, I love Zulu Alpha in race 13 at Gulfstream Park on Saturday.
Free advice right there. Box Zulu Alpha and Sadler's Joy in the exact.
That is
right?
Good advice. There you go, Mons.
Now we're getting ready for the prep here for the Derby and
the Fountain of Youth, a mile and the 16th.
Bro, it's funny, man.
Grade 2, 400K.
I have no idea. I don't even have an opinion yet on who I'm leaning toward. And I know it's still very early, but at least at this point, I kind of zoned in on a couple horses. I have no idea right now who I like in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it's wide open. It's wide open. But do you look at this race with Dennis's moment return? Do you look at this race as being wide open?
I think it is pretty wide open. And I was going to do this read, but I'll do this here. And I like a horse. This is a horse I could have sworn I would have told you a month ago I never would bet. But I really liked his performance in the Withers, losing to a horse that you bet in Max Player, and that was Shotsky, who ran a super game race, battled down the stretch on what was a little bit of a dead rail, this son of blame with Luis Saez on board. But, I think Shotsky, this is the kind of track that he's going to appreciate, these tracks that are kind of made for speed. And obviously, Gulfstream's made for speed. It's very similar to Monmouth. I think Shotsky's going to go close or sit on the lead and try and take him all the way. I know he's going to have at Indian close to him. He's going to have maybe Dennis's Moment close to him, who's obviously the horse to beat, and Candy Tycoon. But Shotsky showed some gameness in that last race, and that's what I like, a little bit of foundations, running some grade 2s, grade 3s. Shotsky's my topic at a price of 10-1. I'm going to use Dennis's Moment underneath, and I'm going to use at Indian, who really ran game in the Holy Bull. And I'm also going to use Liam's Lucky Charm, who went off at 5-1 in the Risen Star and didn't run all that well, losing the horse that you picked, Modernist. But has run well at Gulfstream in the past, basically finishing on the board all 5 times Liam's Lucky Charm has ridden at Gulfstream. My top pick, though, is Shotsky. I'm looking forward to this race because, not just because of Dennis's Moment, because we start to get more clarity at the Kentucky Derby and horses that are going to be qualifying and horses getting some points. And not only looking forward to this race, but, if you do well in this race, you're going to move on to the Florida Derby, and it really paints the picture for the spring.
Yeah, I mean, everything you said about Shotsky, I can admire and understand. I think Dennis's Moment is going to take tough to beat. I'm going to go with a horse. Might be a little cheap, but I can't believe I'm going to go with, but I'm going to go with Paco Lopez and Kelly Breen, as seen on TV in this one. Now, winless at Gulfstream Park, he's only run on a couple of occasions, 4 times, 2 seconds and 2 first. However, never won at the distance, never won at Gulfstream. But I do like the fact that a son of luck, looking at Lucky, so you know that he can get the mile in a 16th distance. And I look at the way that this race does play out, I think it's a horse that conceivably could get first run on Shotsky and then hold on for life dearly late, against Dennis's moment and the like. So I think you're going to get pace up front. I'm going with As Seen on TV for Paco Lopez on top. I'm going to use Ed Indian. I'm going to use Dennis's moment. I'm going to use Shotsky, and I'm also going to use Chance It if they decide to go underneath.
Del Roma's not messing around with Dennis's moment calling in Flavien Prat.
Oh,
huh?
You love Flavien Prat.
But I love him on the turf, so it's a little different on the dirt, so it's interesting. And you could bet, Moose, you could bet these races on Naira Bets. Am I correct? You could play Naira Bets, NairaBets.com.
Yes. Great. Fantastic app. Easy to use.
You have it.
Download it, activate it, promo code
Monzo 20. And next week is the Gotham, which is another prep race, which they do here in New York as we prepare for the Wood Memorial, then the Kentucky Derby. The Gotham's the next one here in New York. And registration for the Gotham Challenge, Moose, the Gotham Challenge contest is now open to play on track at Aqueduct or online nationwide with Naira Bets. March 7th, it's a $500 buy-in, which is right at Kenny's Alley, buy-in and awards cash prizes with two spots to the 2021 NHC to those who are NHC Tour members. Register now to test your handicapping skills at Naira.com/challenge before the deadline on March 5th. So, Moose, now with Naira Bets, you can qualify for the NHC. That's awesome.
Nice.
That should be us right there.
We'll give you
every horse that finishes second.
No, we should do that.
Every time.
We should try and get one of these tournaments this year. Let's try it. We talked about it the last two or three years.
We got Kenny going to Vegas.
Yeah, let's try and do one locally. Belmont, let's try Aqueduct, whatever. Let's try and do one locally.
I'm in. Let's do it. Dog tracks? No.
No. Where are we going? To Florida? Calder?
Is that banned now?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they still race Greyhounds. I don't think it's that popular, but I still think they race them.
I don't know what they're racing in Saudi Arabia, but they got some races this weekend.
Well, they do, and I think you can check out. You can see the Saudi Cup on Saturday.
It's on Fox Sports something?
It's on Fox Sports 1, I believe, 12:40 Eastern time. I think they'll have coverage from 12 to 1. And you got a field of 14 going into this one. Magic Wand, McKenzie, Mucho Gusto, Maximum Security, Gronkowski, North America, Ben Battle, Tacitus, Gold Dream, Midnight Bisou.
Quite the field.
Yeah, quite the field, no doubt about it, Mons. Who do you like in the Saudi Cup?
Hey, listen, I have no idea if 5-2 is going to hold up on the morning line, but I'm going to be very hard-pressed to go against Maximum Security, who I have yet – we bet him, I think, in the Fountain of Youth last year, the Florida Derby, one of them. But I have yet to bet since then. That includes the Kentucky Derby. That includes running at Monmouth. That includes the Cigar Mile. So Maximum Security here – off a little bit of the layoff, but there is some other speed in the race, so this horse is going to have to rate, and he's done that in the past. He battled with Mucho Gusto at the Haskell last year, and the Scar Mile battled Spun the Run. What was that horse?
Yeah, Spun the Run.
Battled with Spun the Run. We saw what he did in the Kentucky Derby before this qualification. So to me, Maximum Security, one of the most talented horses in the world on the dirt. It doesn't matter the distance, mile and a quarter, mile and an eighth, mile and a 16th. To me, he just shows he has the heart of a champion. He's got this extra gear that we haven't seen in a long time. So Maximum Security will be my top pick. If I get 5-2, I'll be ecstatic. I'm not confident I'm going to, but 5-2 on Maximum Security to me is a gift. I'm going to use Midnight Beast, the filly, who disappointed very much in the Breeders' Cup filly and the Breeders' Cup Distaff, but we saw what she did last year and all those battles with your horse at Saratoga. Yeah, I think she's the premier filly right now in the country and maybe even the world, especially on the dirt. So Midnight Bisou is going to be my second choice, and my third choice is going to be McKenzie, who's finished on the board or finished first or second, I believe, if I read this comfortably, 13 out of 14 times. McKenzie for Bob Baffert always runs his race. We saw the distance at the Breeders' Cup was just a little much for him as Vino Russo got by, but McKenzie's my third pick. Maximum Security over Midnight Bisou over McKenzie. If you want a fourth pick in, I'll throw Tacitus in there for you.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm going to go. I think an American's going to win this race on Saturday. I can't really talk Monzo off of Maximum Security, and if you get 5-2, can easily see him winning. Could see McKenzie
at 7-2. It's the time to strike.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm going back. Listen, I'm getting 12-1 on the morning line on Tacitus. I'm owed. I'm due. Victory last year, Tampa Bay Derby and the Wood Memorial. We know what happened in the Belmont, the Jim Dandy, the Travers, and I was there for each and every one of those crippling losses. Mons, I think he's going to come out firing. I know they had to go to Junior Alvarado on him because of Ortiz fracturing his wrist earlier in the week. But I'm going to go take 12-1 on Tacitus and roll the dice. I don't know how the track is going to play. I don't know how hot it's going to be. It's at night. I don't know how Tacitus is going to respond to it. By all accounts, he's working really well. I'll take 12-1 on the morning line with Tacitus. I am going to use the 7 maximum security at 5-2 underneath and the 9 McKenzie at 7-2 on the morning line underneath as well. And then I'd also throw in the 8 for Baffert, Mucho Gusto, who's shown a lot of heart and a lot of fight. And if he's able to get anywhere close to the lead or anywhere close to the front down the stretch, you know he's going to give it all. But I'm putting the 2 on top. Tacitus, I think he takes his game to another level now as a 4-year-old. 2 over the 7-9-8 in the Saudi Cup on Saturday.
I admire the confidence. I admire the resilience. I admire the cojones on you for going back to a horse that's cost you a little bit of money.
Yes.
But I understand chasing that price. It makes a lot of 12 sense.
12-1 on the morning line, man.
Do you think you'll get 12-1?
No.
You think it'll be less? I think it might be a little higher.
I think he'll be.
I think Max Security is be 9-5. I think McKenzie's going to be 5-2, and that's going to draw a test at his price a little higher.
Maybe. You think he'll be like 15-1?
15, 16-1. I could
see
it.
Wow, that'd be insane.
And I think a horse that.
That's too good of a price. You would even have to put $2 on him to win it. 16-1?
I think a horse that may get bet a little bit down just based on history in these types of races, Gronkowski, 20-1.
Yeah.
I don't think Gronkowski is going to be 20-1. He's going to be game in this race because the horse always is game. But I'm looking forward to this race. I don't know what to expect. I've never seen races in Saudi Arabia.
No.
So, you know.
You hop online, you can check them working out. The turf course looks beautiful. The dirt course looks great as well. And you'll be able to bet it in Ira Betts.
And you can follow us on Twitter. I know Imperial Hint's running in the sprint, so we'll put out picks for those races. But it's a good day. It's a good day of racing. What I wanted to say was, you know, I've never, you know, this is almost like, I know this is like the richest race right now, but it's almost like a prep for Dubai, which is insane.
It's crazy. It really is. You're right about that. And for the Dubai World Cup, but it's going to be fun. You got a big race on Saturday and you got some big races, not only the Saudi Cup, but you've got a tremendous card down at Gulfstream Park.
And you can look at Aqueduct. You can look at Santa Anita, and we'll be giving out picks on social and, follow this podcast each and every week as we go through the Kentucky Derby prep races. And the other stakes races that, you know, fancy us that day.
Absolutely.
Go to NairaBets.com, promo code Monzo20.
Monzo20. Brian, good luck.
Good luck, man.
Your best bet is what?
I have a lot of best bets, but English B is a best bet. Sadler's Joy is my really best bet, and I love Maximum Security in the Saudi Cup.
Yeah, I mean, Tacitus is not my best bet of the weekend.
That's your best heart attack.
Mine is Zulu Alpha in the turf.
That makes sense.
There you go. Good luck, everybody. Most thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.